Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you ready? This is Team PXY with Carter and Corey.
I'm sorry. I don't like to beat my guy after they're hiding in bushes all night.
What is wrong with you?
What's good? It's Megan Carter and Corey from Team PXY, and what an awesome way to kick off the weekend to get $50 in your pocket. And you could do that right now, right this second, Corey.
So easy.
So easy. If you tune in this week for the premiere of the Celebrity Name Game hosted by Craig Ferguson, where
love
celebrities,
that guy.
He's so funny and he's got the best accent on TV. Teams with contestants to identify famous names. Actors, athletes, pop culture figures, politicians, even cartoon characters. So catch the Celebrity Name Game weeknights at 6 and 6:30, only on the CW in Rochester. And to celebrate the premiere, how about you text NAME for the Celebrity Name Game?
Oh, I get it.
Get it?
Yeah.
See what I did there?
Cool.
NAME to 69822. Number 98 gets a $50 Visa gift card. NAME to 69822.
All right, early on in the show, we were talking about this list of the, I guess it was the things you should know about dating by the time that you're 30.
Which we know some of them, but clearly this is why we're single. We didn't know a lot
so
of
sad.
Them.
And one of the things was talking about like how you lose that newness in the relationship and how you can get kind of in a rut and get comfortable. And apparently this kind of struck with a girl named Stacy who sent us this message on Facebook. Let me read this really quick.
I feel a little prestige that actually people are asking us for advice. I don't know if they know better.
Right.
Yeah, but
no, I give great advice. I never take advice well, but I give great advice.
No, you don't take it. You do give good advice, though. Let's see what we have for Stacey.
All right, here's what she wrote. My name is Stacey, and I'm 24 years old. I've been living with my boyfriend of 3 years for about a month, and everything was going fine until a couple weeks ago when I met a guy at a bar. I was very interested in him, but thought it was just a drunken interest that would pass. We've kept in contact and hung out a few times. Since then, I've had the overwhelming feeling that I need to break up with my current boyfriend. I don't think the other guy is someone I would even date, but I think he might have just been a sign that I'm no longer into it with my current boyfriend. I'm concerned that maybe I'm just overwhelmed with moving in together and would be making a huge mistake by breaking up with him. My question is this feeling normal and something that will pass, or should I go through with the breakup?
Yes.
You say yeah?
I say yes.
I say it is normal.
I agree that it's normal, but 1 month into living with your boyfriend and you're already looking elsewhere, seeing where the greener pastures are. It's a sign that you shouldn't have moved in together in the first place and there were trouble in the relationship. 1 month is where it's supposed to be fresh and new and exciting and we live together. It's like you're playing house for the first time. It's fun.
I don't know about that. I mean, it's only been a month. You don't even have time to, because dating someone and living with someone is such two different things.
Right.
So she hasn't even given it really time to adjust to that new life. And back with the being interested in someone else, I mean, that happens all the time. Again, back to the whole, the newness and that kind of thing. Even in a relationship, you always, part of you kind of craves that. Part of you kind of wants
true,
that.
True, yes.
So it is alluring.
The attention.
It is very alluring.
But she's reached out and hung out with him.
Yeah, that's a little bit weird.
Yeah. That's a sign that you are not happy in your relationship and you need to cut it off. They've been together for 3 years. Stacey, I'm sorry, but 3 years, you live together for 1 month and already after a month you're looking, that's a sign that this just isn't going to work for you, girl.
I don't know. I want to get some opinions on this.
Yeah.
Let's get some calls in. If you want to call in, if you have thoughts on this, maybe it's something you've gone through. 222-9800. I can also hit us up on Twitter at 98PXY Rochester. What do you think? Is this a feeling that's normal and something that's going to pass for this girl? Or should she go through with the breakup?
Hashtag Team PXY.
This is Team PXY with Carter and Corey.
That makes me feel a little better about where we're going in life, Corey.
It's true.
On 98PXY.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.